Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is John Kane. John, wait, shouldn't we be... Shouldn't this be flipped? This should be around, right?
You said joining me. Do they know who you are?
I hope so. I'm Tom Maloney and Donna Catalano. Donna, welcome to the studio as well.
Thank you, Tom.
And now you're both in here to talk about what's coming up. Well, all the way up on September 10th, it's the South Shore Arts presentation of Sunday Afternoon in the Artful Garden.
Yes, you're making it sound like it's a play or something. It's
sort of like a Shakespeare thing.
Yeah, maybe.
But maybe not.
So this is going to be a classy afternoon event, outdoor event, we hope.
Well, we do have some covered areas, so don't be afraid to buy a ticket in case you think it might rain, because rain will be okay.
So we're calling it Sunday Afternoon in the Artful Garden because South Shore Arts has operated a branch location in Crown Point for 19 years.
It's been 19 years?
19 years.
Yeah, it feels like a lifetime. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. most of your lifetime.
That's right, most of mine.
It's been my whole lifetime with South
Shore
Arts.
Yes.
So we were first located at the old bank at the corner of Joliet and Main Street. Then we moved to, I don't even remember our address anymore, but on North Main Street.
123 North Main.
Thank you.
Across from the library.
Mm-hmm. Across from the library, which was still under construction at the mm-hmm. time that we mm-hmm. moved in, and that was about 6 or so years ago, mm-hmm. 6, 7, whatever it was. And this last year, we relocated to the original Artful Garden on Indiana Avenue, 611 North Indiana Avenue, where Liz Messing operated a year-round store, a business where she sold really fantastic garden items and heavy concrete mm-hmm. statuary.
I was going to say, it's right there just off of Summit, right, where all of the industrial right. sort of area yeah. is in Crown Point.
And
right.
she also sold very artsy home decor.
Right, mm-hmm. inside the little house that was on the property.
I lived right down the road from that, and every time I would drive by, I would look over, and I always admired. I saw that South Shore Arts sign, obviously, yeah. but I admired the front yard because it's like,
mine
like
should look like that.
Yeah.
I'd
like to have
it's
that.
So pretty. So a couple of years ago, Liz decided not to be in the heavy concrete hauling business so much anymore. And she relocated to the square. She did just the opposite of what we've done. She went to the square. She's across from the old courthouse. And she has a really great thriving business there of women's boutique kind of items and household items. And
absolutely.
Anyway,
yeah.
enough about Liz. Yeah. So she had the old Artful Garden property available and was wondering what to do with it when we kind of got the idea that that would be a great location
for
us.
Yeah, it was another drive-by idea.
Yeah, there we go.
Really. Mm-hmm. And so we moved in March of this year, and where we do art classes there. Mm-hmm. We sell South Shore posters there, and we have art exhibits mm-hmm. there. So it's all the same things we've been doing over the years, but in a new location. And also a location that gives us the opportunity to do things outdoors and have art workshops outside and painting in plein air, en plein air. And so this Sunday afternoon in the Artful Garden is a fundraiser to help us continue to operate at that location and going forward. We have a challenge grant from a generous donor of $25,000 that we are going to be raising money for now to get that money mm-hmm. matched so mm-hmm. that we can get so our goal is $50,000. It's a modest goal, but it's one that will really help us continue to operate in Crown Point. And we've been doing well at the Artful Garden, and we have a great committee mm-hmm. of Crown Point, primarily Crown Point residents, who are helping us organize this event that will be on Sunday afternoon, September the 10th, from 2 to 5. It's $100 per person until when, and then the price goes up to $125.
I think about a week before it goes up a little bit, and
yeah.
then but it's going to have music and vendors,
jazz, and wine, beer, appetizers.
Jeff Brown's jazz trio.
Oh, very
which is,
nice.
Everybody enjoys.
Mm-hmm.
He mm-hmm. organizes the jazz festival at Valparaiso University, so
yep.
he's very well.
And I will say it does come with a caveat, though. It's limited to 200 people.
Yes.
So you've got to get your tickets now before
yes.
it sells out.
And buy
mm-hmm.
them now so that you don't have to pay the $25 extra.
There we go. That
yeah,
works.
It's really cool. But really cool artists are being selected for who are going to have booths and great wines and great beers mm-hmm. and great food.
Yeah, Crown Brewery is going to do the wines and the beers. So
yeah.
we'll have some seasonal ales that'll be there for everyone. So
very festive.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly.
So we're looking forward to a beautiful day. You can get tickets on the South Shore Arts website, southshoreartsonline.org.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me on this edition of Eye on the Arts. Tune in next Monday with, of course, host John Kane for another edition of Eye on the Arts.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Tom.